Welcome to the Virtual Retreat Leader Training Experience. Create and lead your first virtual retreat with ease. This is our welcome and our introduction. But the first thing I want to do is share gratitude to you for sharing the gift of retreat with others. I'm honored to be your guide on this journey to create your first virtual retreat. I'm Karen McMillan, the Yinpreneur and Retreat Muse, and my mission to help you share your message with more people, profit, and ease. But let's start by making sure that you know you're beautiful, you're unique, you're a natural leader, and you are able to do this. My intention on this experience is about retreat and renewal. I want to help you hold personal retreat space as we work and plan this experience for you and your community. So if at any time you feel, please feel free to let me know if you're feeling confused, overwhelmed, or simply need to take a breather. Because my wish for you is a joyful, profitable experience inside and out. And around here, well, we've got a guiding principle. It's all about KISS, keeping it simple and sacred all throughout the experience. And that means starting with ease and then building from there. That's what we want for you. Start simple and grow as you go. Because the elements created for this journey are intended to help you get your mind and heart around what you wish to bring to the world and to the community of retreat attendees that you invite to share with you with joy and ease. So, I have a suggested way of working and being during this experience, especially if it's your first time, because it's new and it's a lot to get your head around. So come with an open mind. Be patient and kind with yourself. There may be a lot to learn. Move slowly, with intention. Choose curiosity over judgment when you come upon things that just seem overwhelming. And be sure to smile, laugh, and invite fun. And as always, remember to breathe. So let's quickly just talk about what the learning experience is. And what do I even mean by experience? There are several elements within Virtual Retreat U and how we want to teach you to lead your retreats. We will use videos, field guides, playbooks. And the big difference there between the field guides, playbooks, play sheets, and blueprints is the field guides are the how-to, and the playbooks become the practice of that how-to. The play sheets and blueprints may be just one-sheeters or fill-in-the-blanks. Playbooks, they're a bit like journaling, so you can really get into the experience. Write, draw, have fun with it. There are also interactive worksheets. Mostly those are Excel spreadsheets. And there are live group gatherings on Facebook, which everybody has access to. And the mastermind and the platinum levels will also have live group mastery mastermind calls. And that's the entire experience. And of course, there's the bonus of Yinpreneur Village where you can actually be on retreat. But together, these elements help you to learn and approach the different ways that you like to learn. So the videos will also have slides if you prefer to listen to an audio, which we have, and use the slides as you're listening by audio, whatever way works best for you. Most importantly, I want you to start where you are. And it usually begins with visioning. So don't go in thinking you have to know everything, especially in the beginning. It's about visioning, seeing yourself as a retreat leader, knowing, especially if this is your first retreat, you don't know how. And that's okay. That will happen later. It's not a race. It's not a competition. So feel free to leave blank as you're working. Whatever you may not be able to fill out in the beginning, knowing that over the full course, you will learn it and you can then come back, or at the end, there is another blueprint where you can revisit your retreat plan and complete those parts where you now understand it better. Because as you move to complete the pages, just take a breath, answer what you can, feel free to stop and breathe, and return to those pages. Some ways to play. I guess I could have also called that, there's an app for that. The field guides are in PDF form, so you can open them up and edit them in an app such as UPad or Notability, which happen to, I think, be only iOS. Adobe or PDF Notes should be available on any device, computer, tablet, or phone, because you can enjoy the course on any of those. You can also print, of course, and organize them traditional old school style in a binder, or you can print and you can use them online and then print them and keep them in a binder, or you can print and have the play sheets and use them like journals and have fun with pen, pencil, colored pencils, write or draw. Use the journaling pages as you feel them. And so you may want to watch a video, listen to an audio, and later do the playbook or the journaling. There's also the option of using your own separate journal to write, draw, or cut and paste your replies and vision your work. But whatever you decide, know that it's perfect for you. Most importantly, stay the path. Falling off the path results in your gifts not being shared with the world. Do not give up. The world deserves to receive your gifts. Be patient, breathe, stay the path, and practice self-care and retreat as you plan your own retreats. And some suggestions to fully enjoy this experience. Light a candle. Put on some music. Take a breath and just be. As you feel your way into the creation and your unique voice, be on retreat while you plan your retreats so you can flow with ease and joy. Enjoy the journey, creating your first virtual retreats.